The latest word from the experts at NASNRC. In March of 2006, the National Academy of Sciences Board on Environmental Studies and Toxicology released their 450-page review titled Fluoride in Drinking Water, a Scientific Review of EPA Standards. Here are a few examples of what they had to say. Grapes and grape products, teas, and processed chicken can be high in fluoride, apart from any contribution from preparation or process water. There appears to be general acceptance in today's dental literature that enamel fluorosis is a toxic effect of fluoride intake that, in its severest forms, can produce adverse effects on dental health, such as tooth function and caries experience. For example, the most severe forms of fluorosis manifest as heavily stained, pitted, and friable enamel that can result in loss of dental function. In more severely fluorosed teeth, the enamel is pitted and discolored and is prone to fracture and wear. The degree of porosity, hypermineralization of such teeth, results in a diminished physical strength of the enamel, and parts of the superficial enamel may break away. In the most severe forms of dental fluorosis, the extent and degree of porosity within the enamel are so severe that most of the outermost enamel will be chipped off immediately following eruption. With increasing severity, the subsurface enamel all along the tooth becomes increasingly porous. The more severe forms are subject to extensive mechanical breakdown of the surface. With more severe forms of fluorosis, caries risk increases because of pitting and loss of the outer enamel. Severe enamel fluorosis is treated to prevent further enamel loss and to address the cosmetic appearance of teeth. Treatments include bleaching, microabrasion, and the application of veneers or crowns. Bleaching and microabrasion are typically used with the mild to moderate forms of enamel fluorosis. Bleaching is the least invasive procedure, but does not eliminate the dark stains associated with severe enamel fluorosis. One of the functions of tooth enamel is to protect the dentin and ultimately the pulp from decay and infection. Severe enamel fluorosis compromises this health protective function by causing structural damage to the tooth. Fluorides also increase the production of free radicals in the brain through several biological pathways. These changes have a bearing on the possibility that fluorides act to increase the risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Today, the disruption of aerobic metabolism in the brain, a reduction of effectiveness of acetylcholine as a transmitter, and an increase in free radicals are thought to be causative factors for this disease. More research is needed to clarify fluoride's biochemical effect on the brain. Gastrointestinal system. The primary symptoms of GI injury are nausea, vomiting, and abdominal pain. Such symptoms have been reported in case studies and in a clinical study involving double-blind tests on subjects drinking water artificially fluoridated at 1 mg per liter. In the clinical study, subjects were selected whose GI symptoms appeared with the consumption of fluoridated water and disappeared when they switched to non-fluoridated water. A pharmacist prepared solutions of sodium fluoride and sodium silicofluoride so that the final fluoride ion concentrations were 1 mg per liter. 8 bottles of water were prepared with either fluoridated water or distilled water. Patients were instructed to use one bottle at a time for 2 weeks. They were asked to record their symptoms throughout the study period. Neither patient nor physician administering the water knew which water samples were fluoridated until after the experiments were completed. From an immunologic standpoint, individuals who are immunocompromised, in other words, AIDS, transplant, and bone marrow replacement patients, could be at greater risk of the immunologic effects of fluoride. Overall, there was consensus among the committee that there is scientific evidence that under certain conditions, fluoride can weaken bone and increase the risk of fractures.